One would require all negotiations between unions and public employers to be conducted in public. The other would preclude paycheck deductions for union dues unless the governing board first voted in public to approve them. But House Speaker Andy Tobin pointed out the measures are opposed by unions for police and firefighters.
We still have many of our members who don't want to hurt public safety. And, you know, I'm a big fan. I mean, you know, you get a lot of folks who show up at some of these public safety events and speak highly of the first responders, but they're not smart enough to decide whether they should deduct on their own paycheck for union dues.
And many of these unions are major campaign contributors. With some Republicans loath to do battle with those unions, Tobin said the measures cannot get the necessary votes. And he said there's no legal way to craft a law that applies only to other unions. But Representative Steve Montenegro, who's sponsoring the bill on negotiations, insisted there should be the votes for his bill.
There is a desire by legislators to kind of bring in some light to how some of these negotiations are happening, especially because it has to do with taxpayers' dollars. So I wouldn't say that the support isn't there.
But Montenegro conceded there may be discomfort among some GOP colleagues with pushing ahead. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.